Welcome, my fabulous fempreneurs. We have an exciting time for you today. I have a special guest here, Miss Brenda Edelman.
Thank you.
She is going to talk to us about her business and how she helps fempreneurs get their story out. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. So glad we have met. Yes.
I want to know where you started. Like, what was the motivation for you to create your business, which changed? It's pivoted over the years. So tell us about the pivot and how you started.
Yes. Well, I actually started as an actress. And then I lived through something very tragic. My father, who I adored, shot and killed my mother and then married her sister, my aunt. And it, you know, kind of sent me into a shutdown and a contraction and into shame and all this stuff. And a year after that happened, I got myself into an acting class again, really wanting to find joy, find a way to be in the world again. And a couple of years after that, I still was hiding behind my character. So I still was able to express myself. I thank God for acting, you know, in classes or in auditions, but I wasn't being myself. And there was an exercise called a personal monologue. And it was about being real. And I just was inwardly guided that I had to do it. And around the same time, I was so extremely lonely because I was filled with so much shame, things like that. And I started writing in my journal at night. I wrote 100 poems in 30 days, and they were poems that were like, they were filled with rage and sexuality and all this stuff. And I would wake up the next morning and read what I wrote and be like, who is that? That's not me. I'm nice. I'm this, I'm that. You know, as women, we're so taught to hold back our anger. But it was one of those poems that I translated into a short scene and put up on stage in my acting class, terrified of telling my story, but feeling like I was a shell of who I was without sharing it. And I didn't know how to write dialogue and characters and things like that. So I got a standing ovation from a 100-person class. I had people come up to me and say that something in what I shared helped them heal something. And that was what gave me the impetus to expand it into a one-person show. So to not make this too long, about a year later or so, I put the full-length version of my one-woman show up in Los Angeles. And I started coaching. Then my dad got out of prison, and I took him to court for wrongful death from a place of self-love versus revenge, something that I had to do for myself. He only served 2.5 years in prison. It was like an act of self-honor for me to do that. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I rewrote the ending of my show. The first version was, "Will I ever love and trust again?" I did, fell in love again too. And then I took him to court, rewrote the show to incorporate my forgiveness journey and the processes that I did. And I also learned some of that work in a master's program in spiritual psychology. And so I started coaching on forgiveness because people would see the show and they'd be like, oh my God, you forgave this thing that seems unforgivable. And I think I did say, but maybe not, that he married my mother's sister after he killed my mother. So I also learned how to take care of myself so that when I was doing emotional, when I was putting emotional, you know, that vulnerable story out that we're all told to do as coaches, it was very painful for me. And so what I learned over the years were practices for self-care and nurturing so that I wasn't plopping out unhealed emotion on the audience with my shows or interviews or not saying anything. And so then I had so many people asking how I had a successful one-person show. And so I started then teaching other performers how to do a one-person show and then how to market and how to make money. And then I had so many coach colleagues who then were like, they didn't know how to tell a vulnerable story powerfully, or they didn't know how to tell a story that made an impact. And then video came in And they were scared to death to tell video, you know, to do video. So their expertise wasn't showing through. So then I pivoted again and I started teaching storytelling for entrepreneurs for impact and video confidence.
Wow. So there's a lot to unpack there. But I'm going to just give an overall from what I've understood is that you had this horrific, undescribable childhood experience. And then with the upbringing, as many of us women have, we were supposed to be good and we're supposed to suppress these feelings and try to, I guess, honor the other person rather than honoring our own self-feelings. You found some healing through acting. And then writing, you were journaling, and some of the stuff that came up to you wasn't even recognizable. And you started to do these plays, which healed other people and helped them learn how to forgive. And finally, you realized that, okay, I have a real purpose and a passion here. Now, still you have all this other stuff happening in your life in the background, but you are still growing, you are still creating boundaries, and then you now have pivoted to not just the forgiveness business, but the tell your story business for entrepreneurs.
Yes, and I just find it so freeing for mm-hmm. my clients, and because I'm so out with my story, I do attract people. I attract a lot of people who have, unfortunately, been living with secrets, like the thing you're saying, like we're protecting other people. We're not fully expressing ourselves. We're not taking chances. So I attract a lot of people who have had these big things in their lives mm-hmm. that they've lived through, you know, suicides in the family. Some of them have attempted it themselves and stopped, or being abused when you're a child. Like so many things, I always say that my heart breaks and then it breaks open because I know what's on the other side of that pain. I know what's on the other side of the smallness. And so in my programs and with my clients, I'm holding a space for them to be the truest version of themselves. And the reason why it's so important, the storytelling aspect, mm-hmm. is because when I felt the most depressed in my life was when I didn't know anybody lived through something that I did. And so all these amazing women and men have stories. And when they're sharing it, there's a ripple effect because I'm teaching about forgiveness and setting healthy boundaries, but they're teaching about other, you know, stories of resilience. You know?
So knowing that you're not alone is a key factor to the healing.
Yes.
And getting a way to express it by acting. So,
how did you
stumble upon acting? Was this a high school thing or?
I was so fortunate. Everyone should look at like where their interests as adults come from. My mother started taking me to Broadway shows when I was 3 years old. I lived in Brooklyn. We would go into Manhattan. I was like her best buddy. And so I saw real greats when I was little, tiny girl, like Carol Channing singing and Diamonds Have a Girl's Best Friend and, you know, Ethel Merman and Danny Kaye. And I saw Fiddler on the Roof. And I remember seeing, I think it was Fiddler on the Roof as a little girl. And, you know, he has his whole family in there. And then we would go to the backstage.
Love the movie.
We'd go to the backstage door to meet the actors. And I remember meeting like one of the daughters who was supposed to be like 13. And it was like a woman of 30. And that was magic to me that you could be any age, anybody. And you step on stage and there's just magic. So while I teach, I definitely teach storytelling on video because it's so important. There's something so special also about that stepping on stage in person. And it's a different way of presenting.
Yes. And I just have to say it, like your energy is so powerful and so magnetic. And I know you teach that in your business. And so we have that in common, you know, the visibility factors. Just like women need to get more visible in their businesses, in their lives, in their power, stepping into their power. That's a mission that we both share. And how do you take that woman who is just, we always call it a confidence issue, but it's more than that. that woman who is just literally in hiding, and she does not want to show up on the
Right.
virtual stage because of fears. How do you get that out of her or get her through
Yeah.
that?
I have a four-part method, the soul story method, and the second part is overcoming your emotions. Because, yes, on the surface, it's visibility, but it's the emotional component underneath. So, a lot of us have been in families where it was safer to be invisible.
Yes,
You
children
know?
are seen, not heard.
To be seen, not heard. There, in my household, there were scary things going on, so I would be quiet, you know? So that it's like really looking, being courageous enough to look at what's underneath it. And then, I mean, for me, if I was doing, you know, if I was helping a client to, and this came up, I would probably say, you've got to do inner child work, because you have to be that mother or father who wasn't there for you, and be that for yourself at the age you are now, and just love yourself, know that you're safe. You know, because everything I teach was part of my journey. So I remember doing a show, oh my God, over 10 years ago now, my one woman show. I've had a lot of success with it, but this was probably like the third time I had put it up. And I was working with a director, and we'd be rehearsing and rehearsing, and I'm a trained actress. And she would, I remember her saying in rehearsal, almost the week we were opening, she's like, louder, you have to be louder in that first part. You have to be louder. And I know how to, you know, share from my diaphragm, you know? And I couldn't do it. And then the day before we opened, she said, I know what it is. The first part of your show is when you're sharing about being a little kid and you didn't have a voice then. And it was like a light bulb went off. I literally went to the dressing room, and I had a talk with my inner like 7-year-old. And I was like, this is gonna be so much fun. We are owning the stage. I got you. We get to express ourselves. So I literally just changed my thoughts, and then it was fine. And then I was loud. So
Wow.
it's like an inner process with getting the skills. Other people are afraid to be visible because they're so afraid to be judged. But again, that's self-love. Well, it's getting the skills and self-love. Get the skills so you can be confident, but also self-love, because you are going to get reviewed. There are going to be people who say things about you. I mean, I remember years ago having someone, and my hair was not as well done as it is today, you know, those of us with curly hair. But I remember someone in my inbox saying, you know, I like what you have to say, but your hair is so unprofessional. And I remember being really taken aback by that and going to my coach, and my coach was like, F that, you know, blah, blah, blah. I looked at the person's profile, and she had a cartoon. And I'm like, well, so here's someone being a, what is it, a backseat quarterback or whatever it's called, like telling me what I shouldn't do when they're not being visible. And then I was in a group that week, and there was this beautiful woman who said, she came in, she was a coach for Christian women, I believe. And in one of her videos, you know, being visible, she was wearing a cutoff for like a, you know, a workout. And someone was like, you know, that's not right. You shouldn't be dressed like that. And this was a woman who had lost like 80 pounds and was finally feeling good about herself. And it was a,
Oh no.
and if she wasn't with other people who could support her, she would have shut down. So that's why it's really important for us to speak up and be like, it's like a boomerang. Let those people have the judgment and have it go back to them, and don't take it off.
And you brought up an important point. I mean, first of all, you had to deal with your inner child and sit down and have a talk with 7-year-old Brenda and say, hey, we are acting here. We love you, but you now have a voice. So let's release it. Let's get the volume up out of that diaphragm and speak out. And
Yes.
then you are dealing with women who have, and yourself, who have the courage to be visible. And then someone just steps in there and says, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And I just want to address that. Sometimes I don't even watch television because there are so many shoulds and shouldn'ts. They're not direct all the time, but I call it death by a thousand paper cuts. You get on a TV series and you see this beautiful actress start stepping into her power, and then someone tells her, oh, you need to change this about yourself or your
Oh
body, or, and there's the
yeah.
little jokes. And yes, while they are jokes, they start the programming. And
Oh, man.
I feel like women today, or and generations before us, have been surrounded by this program of everything that we should be, forgetting that we're all different and unique. Like, what would happen if we were all clones and robots and had the exact same figures? What a horrible thing to even imagine.
Oh, I know. I started recently, my fiance and I started re watching a lot of European shows. And it's interesting because in European shows, like you have people of all ages, all weights, you know, like, and America, like, I'm not taking anything away from the gorgeous people who are on television, but all of the cops, let's say, are these gorgeous 20-year-olds, which is not what real life is. And yeah, so if you stand there comparing yourself, or like a few years ago, and it still happens now on social media, you can be comparing yourself to someone, even let's say you're the same age, but that person has put filters on or gotten a lot of work done, but so much with filter, you don't even know how many filters there are going on with, you know, selfies, but also with video. And so you're, so it's like, that's why it's about self-love. It's like just loving yourself and getting out of comparison. Be uniquely you.
You. Yes, one of my mottos. And that's why I have a heart for women who are multicultural and who speak different languages. Like, instead of us looking at them and saying, oh my goodness, she has a strong accent, or oh my goodness, she made an English mistake. No. Oh my goodness, you are bringing it in a second language.
I
And
know, that's amazing.
not many of us can do that, so that's quite amazing.
I always talk about courage, you know, the courage of especially like when I think about immigrants when they come to this country and they're having to do everything, start your life all over again, and then have another language on top of it, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard. And I mentioned to you before, I lived in Japan, I lived in Italy, and just, changing the brain in order to receive a whole new language, it's a process. It's quite a process, a humbling process. And I found myself voiceless for a while and almost felt kind of handicapped not being able to do for myself because I couldn't communicate my needs. When I went to the parking lot or I went to the bank, I couldn't communicate. So that's where like my journey started because I realized, hey, I was this powerful woman. I had this voice. I've been through my own traumatic experience. And now I'm shutting up because I don't speak the language. No. If I
Interesting.
can put two words together and get it out there and let them know that I am here and I need to be respected, I will do that. And so
You know, that's interesting. It reminds me of, like, you know, because both of our clients are, you know, our clients are online business owners, and I have seen so many people who are rock stars in real life or in another business, and then they start their new business and they get all, they give their power over to, you know, guru coaches or someone else instead. And I'm not saying you can't learn something, but then go within. Or get access to someone who actually sees you so that they can communicate with you. But don't forget who you are because it's something new, right?
That
You have so much
is
life experience to bring to the online business, even if you're learning tech or you're learning like how to do video.
yes, yeah, don't let that stop you. And it's amazing, yeah, like you said, some people they're in this rock star position and they've created something amazing, and then all of a sudden it's like, I don't know what to do, and that's okay. You're gonna learn. So it's humbling, but it's okay to be humble and start with the baby steps.
Yes, we
And
all did
I
somewhere. I didn't take
mentioned
it
a
at
little
age.
bit. Yeah.
Say that. I was just saying I didn't take a stage all by myself in front of hundreds of people on day one and have it, you know, be sold out show. You know, I started in baby steps in class and then doing open mics and then working on it and then doing a 30 seat theater and then a 60, you know.
Yeah. And patience is part of the journey in entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
That's a part of the journey that I struggle with, but being patient and knowing that it comes step by step is
Yeah,
something
and
that
having
we
a faith,
remember.
you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. And I had mentioned to you before that I've worked with these women who are rock stars in their corporations. I mean, they did everything to get on the top of their game, engineers and scientists and developers. And then they get into a meeting, which is predominantly men, and also these men are native English speakers and they are not. And they stay silent. And it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. You know
I
what I mean?
want to get my hands on them. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, hopefully they're listening. Some of them are listening here, and you know, it is a journey. So here's the thing too. Don't ever beat yourself up. You know, if you're one of those people who've been silent, just know, you know, it served you probably in the past to be silent. And now we are breaking the system up and we are taking the power back.
Yes, we are. As women together, and I just feel your rock star energy, and I just want to rock out with you.
You too. I know. So fun. I'm so glad we met. Yeah.
Yeah, we just magnetized each other literally.
Exactly.
And I'm going to put all the contact information for you. And I just want to thank you. Thank you again for being here with me today and sharing your story, which is going to impact so many women,
Yes.
and how you've turned that around
Yeah.
into your power, your energy, your beauty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. When we unleash our story and no longer have it be a secret, there is so much energy that has been locked in there that is then unleashed so that you can use it to spread your message, change people's lives, grow your business, you know?
Spread your message, change people's lives, grow your business. Thank you again, Brenda.
Thank you.